And we are continuing the WGBB Tony Awards special on this Thursday night. And I have yet another critic, and I'm going to hold her feet to the fire and ask her about a bunch of her Tony picks and predictions for this year's awards. And our guest, Jeannie Lieberman, has been a critic since 1986, started with the New York Law Journal, and has since started her own website. She's the editor and senior reviewer for TheaterScene.net, and you can spell that with an R-E or an E-R, TheaterScene.net. She also does reviews on the radio and a bunch of other stuff. She's a member of the Drama Desk and the Outer Critics Circle, and she's going to talk about a couple of different categories. Welcome, Jeannie Lieberman.
Delighted to be here, especially this time of year.
Yeah. Well, it is an exciting thing. You were going to talk, first of all, about the differences or similarities between the Tonys and the Drama Desks.
Well, basically, the Drama Desk Awards are voters, are critics. And so they have a sort of elitist approach, mm-hmm. a little bit nitpicking, and do not always reflect the public's opinion. The Tonys, on the other hand, are very commercial. They're more interested in what will sell, and what will sell especially on the road in the regionals. So
right.
audience delight is a big factor here, and as a result, their awards are usually more realistic than the others.
Realistic meaning?
Meaning that it's what people actually like.
Ah, okay.
I mean, for instance, the Drama Desk gave Light in the Piazza Best Musical, and everybody I know, including myself, who was there, left. A lot of people left at intermission or slept through it.
I
was not allowed
sleep,
to leave,
but
and I
yawned.
Would never sleep, but it didn't mean I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I yawned quite a lot, though I didn't quite fall asleep in it, but I'm still
when
a little
flummoxed. When you give an award, you know, a best musical to a show like that, your credibility is questioned.
Well, what would you, since we're on that category, what would you give it to? Would you give it to Spamalot, Scoundrels, or Spelling Bee?
Well, actually, I loved Scoundrels. I was amazed that the Drama Desk overlooked it almost entirely, except for the lead, you know, Norbert Leo Butz. But I thought it was brilliant. And Spamalot, I can't even mention it without giggling. I mean, these are two crowd pleasers.
Well,
so how could, you know, how could what that be come in? How could they come in second?
To Light in the Piazza. I do not understand that. I really don't.
Thank you.
And since we're on the big boys, I guess we'll stick with the big boys.
Okay.
Play, Democracy, Doubt, Gem of the Ocean, and Pillow Man.
Well, Democracy was a snoozer. I mean, James Norton sort of slept walk through the play. It didn't have a really enticing subject for our modern audience, Lily Brandt. And so it could have been made more vital by good performances, but it didn't.
Yeah, I think near the production didn't live up to the play. I think it could be a very good play, but we didn't see that in New York.
Well, it certainly has a pedigree with the correct author, Michael Frayn.
Oh, yeah. Well, I loved Copenhagen.
Yes,
that's a beautiful
exactly.
play.
So this was a big disappointment for most of us.
And what did you think of the August Wilson?
I loved it. That play was sabotaged by publicity. The news of its financial problems leaked out way before it opened, and that destroyed its credibility. So it didn't, everyone, and it delayed the opening. So people had no great desire to see it, thinking, well, if it wasn't worth financing, you know, it wasn't worth seeing.
Yeah.
But I believe it was the best of all the new plays.
Really? So you would vote for that?
I definitely did and would.
And what about, I'm probably Doubt will win. Did you like it? Did you like Pillow Man?
I cannot say I liked Pillow Man, but I can say that I respected it. It was truly the most innovative of the plays.
Mm-hmm.
It was deeper and more complex than Doubt in many levels. And it was more of a Broadway production. Doubt was tight. It was intense. It was tight. It was tiny.
You know, I've told that to people. I've said the one problem that I had with Doubt, and why I still, after I'd seen it on Broadway and had not yet seen The Pillow Man, I hadn't made up my mind whether that would be what I would vote for the Tonys. And the only reason I wouldn't have at a certain point was it felt very chambery. It felt like a little quiet sort of circle reppy.
Yes, right. Doubt. Yeah, it was perfect for Broadway.
Whereas Pillow Man was kind of thrilling, and yet in the long run, I still like Doubt more ultimately, and probably would vote for it.
I think Pillow Man, but its subject matter was basically unlikable.
Well, yeah.
And it is again more of an elitist award if it would get one than a populist one.
let's go to some of the supporting actress categories, the featured actor and actresses for this year. So best performance by a featured actor in a play, Alan Alda, Glengarry, Gordon Clapp, Glengarry, Liev Schreiber, Glengarry, David Harbour in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and Michael Stuhlbarg in Pillow Man. And they could have probably listed another 5 to 10 actors equally.
Equally. That's the key here. Equally. I don't think any of these were really outstanding.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think Liev Schreiber can walk away with anything he does, anytime, anywhere. And
he's
great. Sort of electrified the stage in Glengarry Glen Ross. Stuhlbarg is the favorite now. He'll probably get it. It was a tough role. Alan Alda came in late, and it was brief. David Harbour is new. Not that, you know, he did a great job. Gordon Clapp, Glengarry Glen Ross, it's an ensemble piece.
Yeah, he's very, I mean, they're all very good.
That's, they're all very good, but they're all part of an ensemble.
Although, if you wanted to pick one out, as you said, Liev Schreiber sort of stands really
I would
there.
Pick him, because he just electrifies the whole play whenever he's on stage.
What about featured actress actress in a play?
Actress, well.
Let's see, that's Mireille Anos, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that.
And Wolf. That's one, Mireille.
Heather Goldenhurst, whom I could not stand in doubt. Dana Ivey, The Rivals. Adrienne Lennox in doubt. And Amy Ryan in Streetcar Named Desire.
Well, of the five, three of them were cameos, really. Goldenhurst for doubt, Lennox for doubt, and Dana Ivey in
The Rivals.
Well,
these are featured. These are featured actors.
I know, but they were featured they were mini compared to Amy Ryan's role in Streetcar. And Mireille Anos' role as the ditzy wife in Virginia Woolf. That was a multi-layered role that spanned the entire play and deserved, I think she deserves the award for that.
Do you think she'll get it? I think Amy Ryan is going to...
No, she won't get it. Amy Ryan will get it.
It's the only thing probably Streetcar will take home. So what else?
Unfortunately, I might add.
Musical featured people. Let me find it. Featured actor in a musical, Dan Fogler, the big guy in 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, Mark Kudish in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Michael McGrath or Christopher Sieber from Spamalot, and Matthew Morrison, Light in the Piazza.
Okay. Dan Fogler was cute, but it was gimmicky in Spelling Bee, and it's his first time out. I won't even talk about Kudish and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Again,
he was good.
I like
Jane Maxwell, though. Okay.
Michael McGrath is a brilliant actor who was cursed to be always a sidekick and didn't do anything really outstanding except his consistency and professionalism. Matthew Morrison was brilliant in a difficult role, brilliant, as the Fabrizio, the young lover.
And this is a musical you didn't even like, so
that's
a pretty nice...
So he had to work even harder. I think anybody deserves award for that being in Light in the Piazza. They had to work so hard just to overcome the score.
Well, probably the set design might take home something as a pretty...
Well,
pretty
I have problems with that, too.
Time for, let's see, two more things. First of all, featured actress in a musical, Joanna Gleason from Scoundrels, Celia Keenan-Bolger from Spelling Bee, Jan Maxwell from Chicky Chicky Bang Bang, Kelly O'Hara, Light in the Piazza, and Sarah Ramirez from Spamalot.
Joanna did her usual good job, nothing special. 25th Annual Spelling Bee was still an ensemble piece, no breakout performances in my mind. Jan Maxwell, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, a cutout kind of a role, nothing special. Now, Kelly O'Hara, same thing. A brilliant performance in a difficult musical and a very key role in the story. So I would give it to her over Sarah Ramirez, who will probably get it for Spamalot. But again, that's a sort of traditional role. She didn't do anything really special except, you know, she did a good job with the material. But Kelly O'Hara really had a profound role, and she did an excellent job on it.
Okay, we have time for one more category, book of a musical, which I'm just upset that they didn't include All Shook Up, which I think is a very, very funny, smart book.
Good.
Yeah. Instead, they found Jeffrey Lang's book for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Craig Lucas's book for The Light in the Piazza, Eric Idle for Spamalot, and Rachel Shankin for Spelling Bee. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to surprise even myself on this, because I love Dirty Rotten Scoundrels so much. And in Spamalot, even if there's one song where they sang, "Where is the plot?" You know, they themselves are singing, "Where is the plot? Why should we vote for one?" And also because all of these are based on movies. So when you go to an original book that's based on a movie, I think it takes second place to a book that's original for the play, and that leaves Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee, interesting. Well, I like the book better than the score, I'll say that.
Oh, the score, I can't even remember it.
I know, I was so disappointed in Finn on this one. I mean,
basically,
I love Finn.
You know, I know you don't want to talk about best score, but I would say David Yazbek is the new musicals champion.
He's the fun, old-fashioned, writes good... I mean, I've listened to the CD of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I mean, actually listened to the Spamalot CD, too, which is a lot of fun.
I have also.
But Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, great big stuff. That's a great song. That's
a great versatile, you know. Yeah. And he got shut out when he had the full Monty. He got shut out because of the producers. This year, he's going to get shut out by Spamalot, and it's a dirty, rotten shame.
Or he could get shut out by Adam Gettle if the snobs have their way.
Please.
I know.
Please, well, that score was not written for the human voice. I have it on the best authority.
Well, Jeannie Lieberman, I'm so glad to have your voice chiming in with a bunch of critical voices on this special WGBB Tony Awards program. Thanks so much, everybody. Make sure you go to theaterscene.net to read Jeannie's many, many very smart and fun reviews. Thank you so much, Jeannie Lieberman.
A pleasure to be here.